Baruch Abba, welcome to Bez Hashem. We're learning Pele Yoids in Shin 199 with a new topic. The topic is Basar. Basar is meat. We're not serving meat, but we're talking about meat. Now, normally, the topics that we learn here at the first service Medrash, the Pele Yoids, I would say are very applicable. Very applicable topics. I think the part of being applicable over here will be for us to realize the level of what people can reach. And I'm saying like that because I do not necessarily encourage everyone to follow suit in what we're about to learn. But at least we should be aware that these levels are attainable by some people. The first thing he says is very applicable. He says like this, and we have to appreciate what we have in life. He says, meat, basar, in certain communities is very scarce. And unfortunately, he says, you know what happens? In order to get a piece of meat, people are fighting for it. People are fighting over the meat. So he says, you know what? I just avoid it. I avoid the machlekes. When was the last time you went to a butcher shop, you went to a kosher shop, store to buy some meat, and you pick up the meat to go put in your wagon, and someone grabs it from you. And you're like, you're pulling it back. It's a tug of war. He says, well, I saw it first. It says, well, I picked it up first. It's actually a Gemara in Kedushin. It's Eil Metzias. It's Gemara in Kedushin, right? Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, we don't have those issues. But you know what he's telling us? He was in the early 1800s. That's what they were dealing with. Then he says, truth is, better go with chicken. He says, go with chicken. And one of the reasons he says, because when we talk about shechita, he says, you'll see, there are bigger issues to deal with when it comes to shechita. This hopefully, Baruch Hashem, is manenu, and our generation, is also not hopefully an issue with the shechita by us. Okay, that's the first step he talks about basar over here. The next thing he says, Umisha efshe lo yoyis mischasidim koinoi, lo yoychal basar ki mishabas l'shabas yom l'she'en oim v'hem tachnunim. He says, a person who is able to be righteous on that level, mischaseid, and once again, I am not encouraging people to do this, but let's learn about different madregas levels people can be on. And no one should apply this lesson themselves unless they speak to their Rebbe first. And I'll save you a trip. If you think I'm your Rebbe, and you want to call me, and should I do this, don't call me. I'm telling you now, don't do it. He called me for something else. Okay? He says that you would not eat meat unless it's from week to Shabbos to Shabbos. There are people on such a level. Would only eat meat, not because they couldn't afford it, but because basar would be something of in a time of enjoyable, not because of not health reasons, because basar you only on Shabbos to Shabbos or Yontif. Or days that you do not say tachanun. Rabbi Yisrael Chaparayin, you didn't say tachnun today. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Okay? No, but in all seriousness, that's what he's saying over here. Now he says, that they would not eat meat on days they say tachnun, because days are saying tachnun, which is every single day we say tachnun, besides the Shabbos, Yontif, or Rosh Chodesh. He says that those days, you don't eat meat, because those are not days of simcha. Because you say tachnun that day, not days of simcha. And simcha is basar v'yayin. So here we are, he's learning here. So that's why it would not be appropriate to eat meat on those days.
Wait, do we have an extra amount on a dollar?
All right, we got the recording going. So if I can ask, please keep the comments for afterwards. Next piece he says here, still discussing basar. He says, This pushing aside eating meat, because meat does have nutritional value, and he's saying that this concept of not having meat is only for people who are very healthy and strong. Abu Balav Achi, he says, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't avoid the meat if you're not holding by that. In conclusion, Toiv LeGerish Yikayim as Hashem Bekal Yoch LeKayim. He says, try to fulfill that which you can fulfill. Now, Rabbi said, we're talking about a topic here, which I believe is beyond most of us. I think most of us, if we see a piece of meat, We don't ask ourselves, okay, did I say tachanun today, so maybe I won't eat meat today because there's a day I said tachanun? There even no such a concept exists like that? But perhaps we can think to ourselves, is there something I can climb the ladder? Maybe in one bracha I make a day, try to have more kavan in that one bracha. Something small. And one mitzvah will lead to another mitzvah, more kavana and more kavana of mitzvah, garis mitzvah, hatzlacha rabbah.